Lynn Parsons podcast show number 31, the 10th of March 2006.
Oh!
You're doing so well. Won't be long now.
No!
We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl! Podcast.
Aye, aye, how are you? It is that mad woman Parsons, and I'm here down the bottom of the garden in the chalet, not alone. Tintin is here with his orange, well, it's not a feather boa, it's a fluffy boa, isn't it? And it's rather long. I'd put it back in your trousers if I were you. Where do you tuck it in? That's, oh, you fold it over twice and tuck it in your sock. Even the sock. How's your week been? I hope that it's been very good. We've had quite a troublesome week, but we won't go into that right now. We are ready to swing our pants well and truly. Tintin and I went off to see a new act called Fumileo in Kentish Town in London on Sunday night. We had a little bit of a bit of nosh. We had some chips, but don't tell anybody else. And we had all sorts of things going on. And we had a jolly nice night. And with a fingers crossed, I'm hoping that Fumi is going to allow us to play a couple of her self-penned tracks on the show. Certainly not tonight. Musically tonight, things are just fantastic. As always, something brand new to the Podsafe Music Network, or the PMN, as we're going to refer to it as time goes on, is Laura Clapp. And do you know, over here, that's a funny old name. Okay, this part of the world, Clapp probably means something. Well, maybe it means that in the States and your part of the world as well. Do you know, it does not distract from the fact that she is cool and she is happening. Discovered her on the Podsafe Music Network because there's a song called The Dirty Shirt Song. It's literally 30 seconds long, and it is so funny. May play it to you one time, but I think she probably wrote it after she had broken up from a relationship, and it's quite hard and fast, as it is this. But this, we get more for our money, really, 3 minutes and 43 seconds, and she is truly rocking.
I'd put you through. What made me think you'd wanna talk to you? Make everything alright. And though it hurts inside, I know it ain't time to drag things up and start a fight. But hey, need you here, telling me you love me even though my sanity may be unclear in you. On the other hand, could I open up my mouth? Let my love is wrong. I'm pacing tracks into my floor, and now I see it all too clear. Tell me that I'm not too late. Tell me you still need me here.
Laura Clapp, The Other Half of Me, and there are many more songs on the PMN. However, that's the one we chose, and it hit hot off the press March the 7th. It was entered into the PMN, and I just think that we're probably one of the first people to be playing it, and I'm jolly excited about that. Let me tell you, she is Laura Clapp. She's from Tennessee. She loves U2, Sheryl Crow, Peter Gabriel. Apparently, she learned how to mix a martini before she could ride a bike. It's true. And apparently, she'd beat you at darts blindfolded. Not that I'm offering to play with her or anything like that. Do you fancy a go, Tintin?
No.
No. Well, sports boy, you don't want to play blindfolded darts, do you?
No.
Oh. He's not looking so happy tonight. I think he's a little bit tired. We'll be doing Sports Boy shortly, so to speak. And let me tell you that we've had some lovely emails this week. Thank you if you did. I found your quite by accident through another singer-songwriter site, says Hayley Loren. I have to say, I absolutely love it. Well, you are kind to say that. Your list of Lynn loves on the website is enough by itself to get you an A in my book. And Johnny Depp is at the top, which gets you an A+. But then there's the rest of the programme. And we do have to mention the rest of the programme because there are so many more people involved. Many, many friends, some of them present tonight, some of them not. And I shall leave it. I shall leave you in suspense as to who's present and who's not. If you want to check out the website, it's lynnparsons.net, and the Lynn is LYNN. And if you'd like to email us, it's Lynn, LYNN, at lynnparsons.net. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to introduce a phone number to you where you can leave messages. Please keep them clean. But whatever message you leave, you need to be warned that we may use you on the show. So if that's all right with you, we'll be giving you a number that you can do that on. A couple of weeks ago on the show, we were talking about this boot camp, bikini boot camp. Do you remember that? And we were talking about the fact that you got half an apple in the morning, the other half of the apple at lunchtime, and a little bit of rice in the evening. And you did that for 7 days and you looked fantastic at the end of it. But what I didn't mention is that you can't lay on the beach all day. You actually do have to kayak and hike and all these things. Anyway, I mentioned this on the podcast once. I have an ex-directory phone number at home. I had a call today from a lovely man, definitely from the Americas, who said his name was Curtin, C-I-R-T-O-N. He's the manager at this bikini boot camp on this little island off of Brazil. And he was calling me from there. And he said, is that Lynn? And I said, yeah, it's Lynn. And I thought, I don't know this voice. And you could tell it was coming from abroad. And he said, well, I hear you've been reading about the bikini boot camp and talking to your listeners on the podcast. How did you know about it? He said, the world has ears. And somebody told me about it. Anyway, not only has he invited me to go, should I wish, but of course I've got such a spelt figure, I don't need to. Believe that, you believe anything. He also said that in September they were planning on doing 2 weeks in Galway, which isn't as far as Brazil. So if you fancy coming with me, if you want to sign up for that, you can email me, lynn@lynnparsons.net. But, you know, the kayaking in Galway is not going to be as warm as the kayaking in Brazil. However, there'll be a few less spiders and alligators in Galway, I should think, for us to avoid. I did ask him, being management and being there 24 hours a day, you know, did he eat the same as the guests? And he said, well, I try for the first month I'm out there working to do it. He said, but, you know, inevitably it kind of goes downhill a bit. And I said, so are you saying behind the scenes, you, whilst the the people that are there as guests are eating apples, you could have a bit of chocolate fudge cake. And he said, have you ever heard, I plead guilty to the Fifth Amendment? And I think that meant, yes, I have a bit of chocolate cake.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn, my lovely. Tom Baker here again. Listen, I don't want to make a nuisance of myself, but can you tell Delphi not to worry about the mouse accident? It's an easy mistake. I did it myself in my youth. Well, actually, it was a guinea pig. Her name was Miss Piggy, and I still have nightmares about it. Those soft brown eyes, her mottled grey fur. No, I'm terribly sorry. I was just thinking about my first girlfriend. Mustache. Toodle pimp.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy and this is my sports report. Football. Arsenal are Britain's only remaining team in the Champions League, where they are joined by AC Milan and Juventus from Italy, Barcelona and Villarreal from Spain, Benfica from Portugal and Lyon from France. Inter Milan from Italy and Ajax from Holland play their second leg on Tuesday 14th of March. The score from the first leg is 2-2. The draw for the quarterfinals and semifinals is Friday 10th of March. Tennis. Indian Wells Masters Series event begins on Friday the 10th of March and all top players are there, including Andrew Murray, Tim Henman and Greg Rusedski, currently ranked 44, 45 and 46 respectively. Cricket. After drawing the first test, England won the toss and decided to bat in the second test. They are 163 for 4. And this weekend, the Formula One Grand Prix starts on Sunday. That's it from Sports Boy. Goodbye. Speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy. Over the fence you go. We had another email this week, and it came from Irene, who we played on the show last week. We played a track called Mi Dejo Leva. This is more upbeat, and we love it. She's from Spain, by the way. It is Un Nuevo Camino, and she is Irene.
Borrado y no debe regresar, ya nunca lo hará. Me perdí en tus
Irene Unuvo-Camino, and Henri has informed us when we were playing that earlier on, when we were kind of planning the show. In fact, we planned it a couple of days ago, the music, and it's always on in the office. And he said, oh, that girl, she can play her castanets anywhere she wants to. And, well, quite frankly, I was impressed that Henri had gone away from his normal grumbling and things. I notice he's not with you tonight, Delphine.
Hi, Lorleen.
Are you all right, darling?
Yes, not bad, thank you.
You look a bit tired. Shall I ask no one? Yes, or is he around? Or?
No. Well, no, Henri is actually, he's had to go away for a few days.
Away?
Yes, it's something to do with his family or something. I lose track.
Oh. Is he in this country?
No, he's gone back to France.
Oh,
it's very difficult, Lynn.
Are you all right? Can you sleep when you're on your own?
Well, it is hard, you know. I mean, I am a woman.
Yes, you are a woman.
And, you know, I have needs.
What sort of needs?
Well, you know, like women's needs.
Women's needs? What, like... Oh, desperate housewives?
Oh, no. Well, I like desperate housewives.
It's quite nice to sit down and watch. You mean someone to open the lemonade bottle when you can't get the top off?
No, I mean more personal needs.
More personal? Hmm. What do you mean, like learning to play patience or...
Not quite.
Someone to scratch your back in the bath?
No, it's, well, you know, I mean, everybody says that, you know, nature is, you know, it's all pure and innocent.
And it is, isn't it?
Well, no, it isn't.
What do you mean it isn't?
No, I mean, you know, we have demands. As a woman, I have needs.
Do you?
And with Henri away, it's been very difficult, but I do have a solution. Colin.
Colin?
Oui.
Okay. And Colin is what? Your cat?
No.
Oh, you're kind of a cat, because of course I say...
Well, I don't like to say... I say the French word.
Oh, right.
Lapin.
Ah. Is that...
Do you know what that means?
No, but you... With the bit on your head and everything, yes. You look a little bit like a reindeer. Colin the reindeer.
What's up, dog?
I don't really know what you're... I can't...
Anyway, so Colin, because I call him Colin because of Colin Farrell.
God, were you a big fan? Are you a big fan? Sports Boys...
Yes, I am.
Sports Boys come back. Did you guess the mime Sports Boy? Or was it the name in French that you got?
I got the name in French.
And what is it?
A rabbit.
Oh, Sports Boy! Excellent! Oh, Lynn.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn. It's Reverend John Stiffcollar here from St. Bede's in Wimbledon. I do trust you are well. I was just listening to your podcast, and you seem to be on very good terms with Tom Baker. I was just wondering if he might consider opening our spring fetes, or if he's unavailable and we are quite desperate, perhaps you could open the fete for us. If you could get back to me or my secretary, Sister Tess Tickle, that's TICKLE, as in stick, I'd be most grateful. Thank you so much, Lynn. God bless.
Was he actually having a drink during that? That was the Reverend John Stiffcollar. Must check him out. Delphine, are you okay? You're looking a bit hot and flustered.
Oh, I'm needing, how you say in English?
A cup of cocoa?
No, it's to buy some new batteries.
Yo, had a wonderful time, riding on the highway, y'all.
Would you find that on the PodSafe Music Network? Boo Boo Davis sure had a wonderful time. Of course, the category blues. And we are so into blues at the moment. I mean, that was kind of a jolly blues song, which is a bit of a contradictory thing to say, but you're with me. You know where we are, don't you? The bat phone's ringing, which can only mean one thing. Who is it?
Hello?
Hello? Naughty.
Hello?
Naughty gnome. It's been too long.
Hello, Lidlin. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Where have you been? What have you been doing?
Well, now, I've been doing my travels. Because it's been one of those times in the US of A. And it's been all go. And I've been flitting from theatre to theatre to theatre, enjoying myself, meeting loads of people. And I met up with a very nice young actress.
Did you?
Yes.
Are we talking about the Oscars here?
Yes, she took me to the Oscars.
Should we ask who she is? Will we do some name dropping or can you not tell us?
Oh, I can. I don't think I should because you don't know where the gossips are. All I say is KK.
Kate? Is everything all right there?
Yes, I'm just putting the chocolate away because she likes chocolate.
Does she? And, yes. And she can't have it? You're
she
hiding
also
it?
Likes little men. And I'm a little man.
Oh, you are a little man. So is Oscar, though. Did she win an Oscar?
No. She didn't. Unfortunately, she didn't win an Oscar.
Okay. But the initials are KT.
KK.
KK?
KK.
KK.
KK. I'm full of the joys of spring, because in the grand old California, it's lovely and warm.
Do you know, you're all loved up, aren't you?
I am indeed. I'm a bit flippity floppy flip. And now I've got an agent in the Grand California.
Have you?
In Los Angeles, L.A., the city of angels. That's where I am, and I'm going to be fame and fortune on my doorstep any moment now.
The thing that concerns me is that when people get all loved up, they sometimes leave their career behind. Is this going to happen to you?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'd be standing outside any houses with a fishing rod anymore.
No.
No. There's talk of... Have you ever heard of the word gentleman card Johnny Depp?
Yes.
Yes, well, he's been making a films, some films called Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are you in that?
Well, I missed the opportunity to be the second one, but I might sneak into the third.
Okay, well, will you keep us posted on that?
I will indeed, only because they're using loads of Irish actors, you see. So I thought, well, I could sneak in, nobody would notice me, and I can go, hello!
Yes, I'm sure that'll get you the job. So, listen, I'm a bit concerned. I mean, you know, will you just kind of go flippity-jippet and not call us now because you're all loved up? I'm just...
No. It's just, I can't, you know, I've only just got myself a mobile, you see, because I can't call, you know, from public phone boxes, and there's nobody awake. You see, because
are there any public phone boxes in the States?
Yes, but you see, by the time I can call you, you're asleep. Because don't forget, Los Angeles. I'm 8 hours behind you.
Behind me or in front of me? Were you so 8 hours?
About that time now, wherever you are, and I'm 8 hours behind you. So I'm
naughty really gnome. I'm so bad. I'm so bad at times and numbers and counting backwards from 60, which is generally what we've got to do when we come to the end of the show, that I actually have to go and lay down in a dark room now. But it has been a delight to talk to you. And
that's quite popular in the Los Angeles, lying down in a dark room.
Is it? In water, probably.
And breathing pure oxygen and drinking water and going into restaurants and don't order the menu. You order off the menu.
Naughty gnome, our time has gone. Our satellite time has gone. I'm going to have to let you go. Speak to you soon.
Okay. I'll call you again next week, then.
Up your bum, you naughty gnome.
Yes, take care, my lovely little Lily.
All right, God bless you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, if you were wondering what had happened to him. Website, if you want to check it out, lynnparsons.net, LYNN. Email us, lynn@lynnparsons.net. Now, all of the music played on the show is from the Podsafe Music Network. You can check that out at music tot. Music at... Oh, poo. Check it out at music.podshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material, copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.